Tapa begin a, I would say a brand new Isser, but it's not 100% brand new, at least one dimension of the Isser. It's really the last of our sugyas in terms of the Bishul. I think if I'm not mistaken, we started Bishul around Pesach time last year. Okay, we did have a 2-month break, that's true. And we're doing quite some time with Bishul. I think if I'm not mistaken, this is the last of the Bishul sugyas. This is the Isser, what we call the Isser, the Rabbanan called Hatmana. So Hatmana, we'll translate it very, very loosely right now, and then hopefully as we go on, we'll obviously try to define a little bit better. Hatmana means that I take food, and I totally encase the food, I totally wrap the food up in towels, or totally wrap it up in some kind of insulating device, and I keep it that way, and that's a problem on Shabbos. So why exactly is that a problem on Shabbos, and what exactly is considered to be Hatmana? That's as the sugya develops. So the first question that we have to ask ourselves in terms of this Isser of Hatmana is which aspect of Hilchos Shabbos in terms of Bishul are we talking about? We spent most of the time last year talking about the Deraisa of Bishul, a little bit this year also talking about the Deraisa of Bishul. Then we spent a lot of time in the last couple of weeks talking about some of the Isurim Derabbanan that are related to Bishul, the Shem Yichat V'Gicholim of Shehiyah and the Shem Yichat V'Gicholim of Achzara. And the question becomes, when we're talking about Hatmana, are we concerned with some kind of a Bishul issue? Is this a real, some kind of a Bishul Deraisa potentially issue? Or is this not really Bishul? This is really also a Shem Yichat V'Gicholim story. The reason why we're putting it together with Bishul is because it has to do with food in the kitchen. But in terms of pure Bishul, the same way that according to some Rishonim, Hachzara wasn't really pure Bishul, or Shehiyah wasn't really pure Bishul, it was really Shem Yichat V'Gicholim, where does Hatmana fit into the picture? So is Hatmana closer to the Bishul Deraisa sugyos, or is Hatmana closer to the Derabbanans of Shem Yichat V'Gicholim? So the answer to that question, at least according to some Rishonim, may be that both are true, because the truth is that according to everybody, there really are two different aspects, two distinct Isurim of Hatmana. Even if you just look through the Mishnayos very, very quickly, in Masechta Shabbos, so you'll come immediately to the conclusion that there are two different aspects of Hatmana. There are actually two different time frames of Hatmana. The Mishnayos, in the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechta Shabbos, the name of the parak is actually called Bemet Tomnin. So it's speaking about what are you allowed to do Hatmana on and what are you not allowed to do Hatmana on. And that Hatmana that the Mishnah is talking about is definitely talking about Erev Shabbos. That Mishnah is listing off different types of encasing, of insulating materials that are warm, that are going to add heat to this food. So that's what the Gemara calls Hatmana Bedavar Hamosif Hevel. I'm wrapping up the food in something that's going to make the food actually hotter. Whether I'm wrapping it up in actual coals, whether I'm wrapping it up in, I'll just throw out an example for an electric blanket or something. I'm wrapping it up in something that's mamish going to heat up the food even more. So that Isser of Hatmana is prohibited even on Erev Shabbos. That's what the theme of the fourth parak of Masechta Shabbos is talking about. But then the Mishnah in Bamei Madlikin, that we say every Friday night, speaks about Safik Hashecha, Safik Ein Hashecha, when it's Ben Hashmashos, what are you allowed to do and what are you not allowed to do? So the Mishnah talks about Ein Madlikin as a Neiras, from Astrin, Ba'arim, Metobin as a Chamin. You're permitted to do Hatmana during Ben Hashmashos, which seems to indicate to us that, well, since it's only Ben Hashmashos, we're not quite sure Shabbos started yet, so therefore Hatmana is permissible. Hatmana is permissible. I just said a minute ago Hatmana is also an Erev Shabbos also. So what in the world, what are the Mishnayos talking about? There's a contradiction from the Mishnayos in the fourth parak, which are clearly prohibiting Hatmana even on Friday, to Hatmana in the second parak, which is permitting it not just on Friday, permitting it even on Ben Hashmashos. Hatmana is only also on Shabbos itself. So the Gemara says that the answer to the question is very simple. That there are two different types of Hatmana. There is Hatmana on Friday, which is Asur, but that's only true if it's a davar hamosif hevel, if it's something which makes the food even hotter. And then there's an isser of Hatmana on Shabbos, but on Shabbos, Hatmana is also, even if it's not making the food hotter, even if it's merely retaining, it's maintaining the heat of the food, that's also also, but that's only also on Shabbos itself. So just from the simple reading of the Mishnayos, you come up immediately with the conclusion that there are, sometimes Hatmana is also on Erev Shabbos, and sometimes it's also on Shabbos. But the standards for Hatmana are very, very different. To be also on Erev Shabbos, it's got to be really, really bad Hatmana. It's got to be such Hatmana that the food is actually getting hotter. That's the Hatmana of the fourth parak. Then the Hatmana of the second parak is saying, food's not getting hotter, it's just because it's barely maintaining its heat. So on Erev Shabbos, that would in fact be permissible. even ben hashmashas, which is the suffix erev Shabbos, would also be permissible. The only time at the mana bedaver hamamid hevel, someone that keeps the heat in, is also that's only on Shabbos itself. So it's clear from the Mishnayos that there are two different time frames and two different types of atmana. What is unclear from the Mishnayos is why in the world is any of this asar. What in the world is asar with heating up food? I'm sorry, I should say heating up food with wrapping up food on Friday. What's also with that? And to make matters also more complicated, what's the additional issur on Shabbos? What exactly is this issur, these dual issurim of Atman all about? So that's really where the sugi begins, in the first of the Rama Kamos. It's when Daf Lamadalam and Aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Yivnei Ma Amru, Ein Tom Nin Medavash Ein Amosiv Heva Meshech HaShecha. Why did Chazal say that one is not permitted to do Atmana on something which is, it's not even getting hot? It's just maintaining its heat. I'm taking food and wrapping up in a blanket, and not an electric blanket, a regular blanket, and hoping for the best. So the food's not going to get any hotter. It's going to barely maintain its heat. Why is this a problem if the Shabbos starts? So the Gemara says three words, Gezeira Shema Yarsiach. We are afraid that you may come, Harsiach means to boil, you may come to boil the food. And the question is, what in the world does that mean? What is that fear of Gezeira Shema Yarsiach? So Rashi, we don't have the Rashi printed out here, but Rashi on the spot says, Gezeira Shema Yarsiach. Yarsiach is a Lashon Bishul. Rosh, you're going to boil something up. We're afraid that you're going to boil, you're going to heat up the food. What does that mean? So Rashi explains very simple. If we permit a person to wrap things up on Friday night, he's got his hot food, he took it already off the fire a few hours ago, he wants to wrap it up to keep it as warm as possible. So you see that this guy is very much in the mindset of getting hot food. This guy's very nervous. He's getting blankets, he's getting pillows, he's getting towels. He's working really, really hard to wrap up this pot. Let's say Lamosha's got a pot of soup. The most common scenario where one of the common scenarios of Atman is the guy's taking the pot of soup outside to the sukkah. So he wants to take the hot pot of soup out into the cold sukkah. He's going to sit there for a few minutes. He wants to make sure it stays nice and warm. So he starts wrapping it around in towels and maislach to keep it warm. So says Rashi, you see this guy is really nervous. And the fact that he's trying really, really hard to do Atman on his food, his goal is to get hot food. So in 1 minute he may realize, hey, wait a sec, this soup is not as hot as I thought it was. Let me go heat it up again. That'll really make sure that I get hot food. So comes Rashi and says, that's what Chazal was concerned about. If we let the person do Atmana, his goal is going to be to really, really get it hot. We're afraid that he may end up cooking the soup. Shemi Yarsiach is going to cook the soup. So the act of Atmana itself is not really the problem, says Rashi. It's the fact that once you do Atmana, then that may lead to Dei Bishul. If we tell the guy, listen, you can't wrap the soup anyway, so the guy, I can't wrap it anyway, might as well get used to eating cold soup. So if the guy's already going to get into the mindset of not having too hot food, then obviously there's no fear of Gezeira Shema Yarsiach. That's the fear according to Rashi. So all the Rishonim jump on Rashi and say, wait a second, Gezeira Shema Yarsiach? What is this food exactly? Is this food cooked already? Or is this food not cooked already? If the food is cooked, so then what happened to the principle called Ein Bishul, Acha Bishul? What's going on? So comes the rush on this Rashi and says, it must be that Rashi subscribes to the sheet in the Rishonim that by a dover lach, yesh bishul acha bishul. The rule of ein bishul acha bishul, that mishta, the end of Masechah Shabbos, is only talking about a dover yavish, about a dry food, the chicken and the kohos, not talking about the soups and the gravies. And the logic is very simple. Why a solid food, a piece of chicken, a piece of kohol? So then, once the food was cooked, so what do you do? You're re-cooking the food. What do you mean re-cooking the food? A cold, dry piece of chicken, if it's fully cooked, is the same thing. What's the difference? Cold, hot, it's all the same thing. A bowl of soup, once it's cold, so the original bishul is this batel. The original bishul becomes canceled, becomes revoked. And when you're reheating it, that's not called reheating it, that's called, I don't know, called re-cooking, that's called cooking it. The original bishul was this batel. That's considered to be cooking from scratch. So the Rosh says, Mestama, that's what Rashi is driving about. According to Rashi, the real issur of Atman is not really on solid foods. They really shouldn't have asked Atman on solid foods. They did. It's like a gzeira. It's like a low plug. The real issue of Atman was instituted on pots of soup, on liquid chillens maybe, on chickens with gravy. When there's a real fear of Shema Yarsiach, that was the concern according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, the answer to our question, at least halfway of our answer, is why is it that Atmana is also, is this a Bishul issue? Or is this kind of some Dirabbanan issue? The answer is this is really a Bishul issue. This is an Issa Dirabbanan that was instituted on Shabbos, Gezeira Shema Yarsiach, which is synonymous with Bishul. But then the Gemara continues, we can skip down to the end of the second line. So then why did Chazal say that you can't do Atmana on Friday afternoon with something which is Mosif Hevel? If the whole reason of Hatmana is because Gezer Hashem Yavashel, there's no Gezer Hashem Yavashel on Friday, you're allowed to cook on Friday. So why did they say you're not allowed to wrap the food up in the electric blankets where it's getting hotter now? What's wrong with that? That's a whole different issue, says Rashi, says the Gemara. Gezer Hashem Yadmin Beremet Yesh Bagacheles. We're afraid that if you let a person wrap things up in something that's getting it hotter, what's an example of something that gets things hotter? Ashes, coals, those are the normal things they did at Mana. What else do they wrap things up to keep things hotter in? So if we're going to let the person wrap something up in anything that keeps it hotter, next thing you know is you're going to wrap it up in coals as well. And what's so terrible? Let them do at Mana and coals. My four favorite words, that we're afraid if you let the person do hatmana in coals, next thing you know is he inevitably is going to stir the coals, and that's going to be a problem of Havara. So comes the Gemara and basically tells us, according to Rashi, the answer to our question, is Atmana a Bishul issue, or is Atmana a Shem Yichad B'Gicholim issue? The answer is a resounding both. That depends which issue of Atmana you're talking about. If you're talking about the issue of Atmana on Shabbos, where it's us or even on things which are not all that hot, just maintaining heat, that's a Gezeira Ato Bishul, Gezeira Shem Yosiach. If you're dealing with an issue of Atmana from before Shabbos, which is taka limited only to cases of Mosiv Evel, which is similar to Gecholim, then it's not a Bishul issue, it's Erev Shabbos. Then it's a Shem Yichad B'Gecholim issue. So hopefully tomorrow we have to pick up from this sheet this Rashi, because in these three, four lines of the Gemara gave us the two basic backgrounds to the entire Isser. So now that we have Rashi sheet down pat, so we have to see that hopefully tomorrow we'll see that the Rambam had an entirely different reading of this Gemara. It's going to come mamish diametrically opposed to sheet this Rashi. Tomorrow, we'll try to compare and contrast the Rashi sheet and the Rambam sheet and try to begin to see how this starts to play out for us.